or you could deliver infrastructure through labor-intensive technologies. So the program is implemented based on the projects that have been prioritized by, for instance, a municipality in their IDPs, the integrated development plans of a municipality. So in a municipality such as you're mentioning, Kutsong, whatever the municipality has prioritized in that program, because remember, they work at the coal face. We as National Department of Public Works, they are the overall coordinating department. So we leverage on existing public sector budgets. That is the whole concept of the EPWP, and saying it can be delivered through machine-based technologies, less work opportunities, or through employment-intensive or labor-intensive technologies, and you can create more work for local people.
Ibrahim, that sounds like a good idea in essence. Government saying, well, we will donate the resources to the municipalities, you form the projects at local level. But that doesn't seem to be the way that it's working. We heard from listeners saying yesterday, well, you know, when the project is handed out as a tender, we find those companies not sourcing the labor from that community now. They source it from Durban, or they source it from Cape Town, and they bring in work, bring in skilled workers who already have jobs.
I think it's important to note that the EPWP has been one of the more innovative programs in government. But in a sense, we're asking one program to solve a huge problem. So it's 25% unemployment, sort of, if we look at the wider definition of unemployment, up to 40% according to some estimates.
Yeah.
Now, in the program, I think there's a conceptual discussion that government's going to need to have about the right to work. Right. So within the program, there's something called the Community Works Program, which basically says that geographically in an area, government will employ X number of people for a very, very long period of time, and they would engage in work in the community. Things like cleaning up schools, providing home-based care, ECD, etc. Now, this pilot has been going on for a couple of years and has had some really good results. I mean, like any other program, you have some good results, some bad results, but broadly good results. And part of it is about beginning to say that work is not something that's unimportant. In fact, it's an equivalent of a constitutional right, the right to actually provide for your family, etc. And that's a conceptual discussion that government needs to have, because you can do exactly this. And what you're suggesting is take this money and put it into communities and actually make it useful so that people have food on the table, but also the possibility of sending their kids to school and maybe engaging in job search. That conceptual discussion is an important one to have at this stage. Again, it's not pie in the sky. I mean, for instance, in India, they have a Rural Employment Guarantee Act, which basically provides a guarantee of employment to all rural people. And there's similar sorts of experiences there. And I think as we're going towards elections, and that this is a core discussion that we need to have around what is the role of public employment, but also what is the meaning of the right to work.
Send us your SMSs. I'll read them out shortly. 34701. We're getting them in, of course. So I'll read them out shortly. And our phone number again, 0891104208. I wanted, you know, you talked about the vision that government had about reducing unemployment, but it's really not worked. As Stanley sort of, you know, admits himself, and I'd like to play devil's advocate on this, one in four unemployed in South Africa, taking the expanded definition of 40%, looking at the youth by some measure, 50% unemployed. We've not really changed the picture very much through the program. You say maybe our expectations were too high?
I think the challenge is, one, is that the EPWP cannot work without structural change within the economy. It needs government to do substantially different things. So beginning to prioritize small businesses over large businesses, beginning to understand economic concentration and value change, you know, so that you provide people opportunities not only to work but actually own businesses, but also within the public service, not the expanded public works, the public service, how we deliver things in hospitals and schools. We can be doing that in a much more labor-intensive way.
Mm. So how do we change that mechanism, Sandy? I'm going to pose that question to you and give you a chance to think about it, because I heard you say yes in the background. That's exactly what we need, is a structural change to the economy. I'm going to give you a chance to give us an answer about how we do that, and is it the responsibility of public works, or do we need to have a multi-department approach involving DTI in it, for example? Let's go to the lines then. Brian in Johannesburg has called in for us. Brian, good morning.
Hi, hello, good morning. My question is just basically if you could ask the guy from Public Works to present the numbers. I mean, I see the line where you're going and addressing the overall question and the impact of unemployment overall. But I mean, certainly what I would want to hear out of this, did this program make a difference to ordinary people's lives?
Right.
Yes, there might have been abuses where there's patronage and nepotism, but is there numbers available per year through the cooperation of municipalities and contractors where, because of a focus on a labor-intensive nature of projects, that we've made a difference in people's lives? And what are those numbers? How many families was put being able for 6 months, 9 months, or 12 months to have a better life because of this program? You're not allowing that to come through.
Brian, thanks for that call. We'll definitely do that. Kai in the Eastern Cape, good morning.
Good morning, Desian. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. What's your question?
No, thanks for taking my call. No, I want to propose, man, to the guy from Public Works, Mr. Anderson, that this program called the Community Works Program, as your guest was mentioning it here, that program is employing more than 1,000 people per municipality in a period of a year or more than a year. My municipality is participating in that program. How are they not considering as EPWP to match CWP to EPWP to make it a more sustainable program to alleviate this job creation and unemployment in this country? I want him to comment on that.
Okay, thank you very much, Kaya. Let's start with Brian's question, Mr. Henderson. What are the numbers? Can you give us what's available?
Yes. In phase one of the program, the target was to create 1 million work opportunities over 5 years. The program then supported 1.6 million work opportunities created. And as I said earlier, the range would have been anything from 6 months to 2 years. As a matter of fact, in phase one, the upper limit, there was an upper limit that said, that had been said by the Minister of Labour, that because public employment programs by definition are supposed to be short term in nature, the upper limit was actually 2 years. Since then, it had been removed. So that was phase one, 1.6 million work opportunities. In phase two, we are currently final year of phase two will end in March 2014 coming. And the target was then is to create 4.5 million work opportunities. We're currently standing over the period at 3.7 million work opportunities. So the answer is yes, figures are available on our website, published. But there's a bigger question, if I may just add to this. See, we are playing the numbers game now. But what we should be playing, and that we, the issues that we should be touching on, and thanks for raising it, is the structural inadequacies in our current system. As long as that's not addressed, this kind of program will have limited role to play. But don't forget, this is not government. We are not saying the EPWP will solve the unemployment challenge of the country. We are saying the new growth path, driven by economic development, Mr. Patel and colleagues, it attempts to address and identify the key jobs drivers across the entire economy, where changes will have to be made. What we are saying, for us, there's a direct link between the role that public employment programs should be playing and the creation then creates the conditions that will allow the economy to actually absorb the entrance to the labor market. And that indeed, structural changes need to be effected to the economy to make that possible. But if you would be looking at the new growth path, rather the national development plan, it is clear that we are into this for the long haul. And that's why in the NDP Vision 2030, there's a very clear role for public employment programs for much longer duration. So we are in that sense, where we are now, is saying, well, we will be into this for a very long time, and we are redesigning programs the sub-programs within the broader program, saying we have to speak to the longer duration of employment according to the lines of the Mahatma Gandhi program in India that had been quoted here by my colleague.
Let's read some of the SMSs that have come through to the forum at 834701 if you'd like to write it in. Palani in Soweto says, it does not work. Replace it with community co-ops so that there will be progress. And Neo Mataung writes in on Facebook, it would be good if it was paying better. The program is highly exploitative on our sisters and our brothers, he says. And I want to pose this question to you. So if you'd like to write in or give us a call, 0891-104208, have you benefited directly from any of these expanded public works programs? Tell us your experience of it. And how best do you think that the program can address the issues of unemployment and work towards poverty alleviation? You can do so on SMS 34701, tweet me on AM Live, on SAFM, or give us a call shortly on 0891-104208. You were just about to complete your point, Stanley, and I'll let you do that just before the break.
Yes. I wanted to emphasize the question of clientelism will always be a big one, where the temptation is there to control selection of participants. Our answer to that is simple. A transparent, very clear community participation process. In India, the participants in a particular version of the municipality, it's posted on the notice board at the municipality, and the entire community will know exactly who is participating from which households. And that is what we need, a very clear, transparent process. No a kind of clandestine, if you wish. Not that I'm suggesting that there would be any, but that the temptation might be there.
So why hasn't that not happened? And how much longer do we have to wait before it does happen?
Well, I was hoping that not to share with you we have taken the lessons learned from phase one into phase two, from phase two into what we call now phase three. 2 weeks ago, Cabinet has approved the phase three of the Expanded Public Works Program, and to up the target to 7.5 million work opportunities to be created over the next 5 years, and that speaks to the National Development Plan. And in phase three, the issues that we are talking about here and the issues that had been raised also by Ibrahim here, it's actually incorporated in the conceptual design of EPWP Phase 3. I can elaborate on that, but
I'd like you to do that, and yes. We will do that. But let's just take Dr. Ndlovu before we go to headlines. Dr. Ndlovu, I'm going to ask you to be as brief as possible.
Okay, thanks a lot. Thinking to your colleague there, and especially the PDG of Public Works. The program has done well, especially in KZN. We've seen improvement in terms of the jobs that were created, but I think obviously there are a few issues that need to be addressed, in particularly as of municipalities, where I think everybody needs to come on board and every department needs to come on board so that more jobs are created and the program also plays a critical role. But I think the TDC is correct to say the program is designed for people who cannot obviously afford to get better jobs. And people must understand that the rate that is paid is the lowest to target specifically those individuals who cannot fend for themselves. So we need to put that in the back of our mind. But in going forward, we really need to make sure that municipalities play a critical role, from the role of the mayor to a municipal manager to everybody. In fact, we've proposed that the APPs, which is an annual performance plan, should be a carpet approach from everyone, so that you know in going forward, you are going to push as much as you can to ensure that EPWP is a success, because you know that your APP must talk to your APWP.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's one of the things you need to address. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.